The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 327. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
Send a maniac to catch one.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
Old Joe Debbie Gibson was the shit.
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
Brian Manjoma.
Yo, Gaius Raby, if you're listening, invite me around your house sometime. There's some things that we need to check, if you wish.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me?
And
what we were just talking about just now.
You know? And joining us once again, the only one, Mr. Riku-san one.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm having issues.
We heard that intro. Riku's having issues, man. But and it's sad because he's gonna go off tonight, man, about this whole PlayStation thing, man. It's crazy.
I was gonna make another one, the one joke.
Yeah, I am the one.
I will be the one.
I am no one's bitch.
I am no one.
Fucking sound like that, damn it.
You are mine.
Oh man, Riku, how you doing, man?
Just trying to get shit working over here.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully it'll start working soon. I guess we'll vamp a little bit just so, you know, you could try to fix it a little bit. Couple shouts outs I need to do. Right? First up, I want to give a shout out to this really cool guy called Paul Perez. I was on his podcast recently. Really cool dude. He's from New York, too. You know, Dominican. And, you know, he just asked me about my career and all that. Really good stuff. And then the following day, I was also on this other podcast with this dude, Persona. Him and I have been following each other on the on Twitter for a while. Very interesting podcast. Your boy had to be in the hot seat. You know, the PlayStation community was coming at that ass, you know. But Persona was cool. He was very gracious host, mad chilling. Some of those guys in the comments were fucking crazy. But, you know, it is how it is. But, you know, your boy, I convinced some minds I thought otherwise, because I think these dudes were under the impression I was an X-Bot or something. Me, look at the shit I'm wearing right now. Fucking PlayStation hat, PlayStation fucking shirt. I'm an X-Bot. Look at the
you're
colors.
You're faking it.
They don't call them posers, though. They call them fake neutrals, man.
That's a fake word right there.
Posers.
It's called posers. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Brett, see, this guy's old.
Don't exist anymore? Yeah. Come on.
Nah, that's what they call them now. They don't use the word poser anymore. They call them fake neutrals.
You know what? They'll phase out anyway because of the youth and they go wild.
Yeah. The youth gone wild. You know, you got me thinking that song. But anyway, shout out to both those guys. You know, it's always good being on other podcasts and stuff, spreading the word of Throwdown. You know, and in the case of my man Paul's show, it's a smaller podcast and stuff, so I always want to try to be on shows like that, elevate them, because the way I see it, like, I owe it, and it, like, I have a debt that can never be repaid to all the people that have brought me up, so I want to do that by bringing up other people, you know? That for Persona show is different, you know, I think his podcast way bigger than Throwdown, so we may get some more people off of him, you know? So, you know, it all works like that, which is really cool, you know? I don't really have any more shit to vamp about, so I want to get into it. So, Riku, I hope your shit is ready, man, because we getting into it, man. Main topic. Crazy shit. By the way, I should add that literally 80% of the stories we're about to cover tonight happened on Monday alone. Like, Monday was crazy. By the end of Monday, I was like, I got a full show's worth of notes. I got the whole show's right here. You know? It's crazy. But Monday, man. Anyway, let's get into it, man. First up, rest in peace, man. So Sony is, this is not official yet, but it's probably gonna happen. I mean, every major site is reporting this, so it's not just some Joe Blow bullshit sites or whatever. It's some real sites reporting this, so pretty sure this is about to happen. It was I'm not gonna say a long time coming, but it was gonna be coming, you know. So Sony, what the fuck is that?
the only like one. A door. Automatic door or something.
You heard that shit?
Yeah, it sounded like a robot voice.
Yeah.
I think it was Ringo. I guess he was going to Wawa or something, getting a sandwich. I don't know. So Sony is going to be shutting down the PlayStation Portable, PlayStation 3, and PS Vita stores this summer, starting this summer. I believe PSP and PS3 are going to be first, and then Vita is going to be last in August. So that's what's going down.
It's funny.
Lose everything?
Did they I don't think you're going to lose everything, but I do think that you probably will not be able to download the things that you're not going to be able to download all the things that you've already bought already. So, like any other game,
that's lost. That's lost because if you delete it, then that's it. You can never re-download it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that sucks. I'm really disappointed. I did not see that coming from Sony. I didn't think any big company would do that. I said, why? That's
Nintendo did it.
Nintendo did it. Nintendo did it twice.
But that's the thing. They're not. I don't consider them as one of the major players.
But they are. What are you talking about, Nintendo? Adam, come on, Adam.
No. You see, you're jumping too fit. You're jumping the gun. You're jumping the gun. You don't see my sentences in the future, man.
Listen, I do.
What I'm saying. All right, that's it.
No, go ahead.
I'm just saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is that when it came to how they were pushing for the future of all digital, it's Microsoft and Sony with everything going streaming and with the games and they were going all for it. You know, especially what we were seeing with these all digital edition models. And for this to happen, it's like, what's the incentive then? If we know that we can already see what's going to happen, that they're going to just push them off their servers and not even have it as a backup to just re-download this if I purchase. You're saying it's gone? I can understand not selling new shit. It's old. It's gone. But if I own it, if I log in under my profile, I should still see everything I own. Just like I on Apple and just on Amazon, I can download a fucking ebook that I got 5-6 years ago. Even if the shit has been pulled. I could still get it again. So
actually, for Apple, you don't actually own those things. You're paying for you're buying a license, not owning.
It's a license. All of this is license.
No, that only means the thing is that they never say that you actually own in any of their rhetoric. They say that that means that they can delete things from the Apple Store and delete it from your shit.
Gone. They could delete now, it. It's one thing to delete it, and there's another thing to remove the whole thing from the store. Items, shit happens. Shit happens. When you tell me that one day when I turn on my PS3, all my shit is gone?
No, it's not going to be gone. Whatever you downloaded, it's
going to
be there.
Whatever you download, it's going to still be there. Whatever you didn't download is going to be gone. That's like grabbing
shit from a sinking ship. You're saying, what if I couldn't carry everything? What if I don't have enough space for everything?
Yeah, I don't think Sony cares, bro.
Here's the thing. This has also not been confirmed.
Yeah,
but they have not given any sort of plans as to
We don't know what's going to happen.
What they're going to be doing about? Because again, we've never. I mean, at least with Sony, we haven't seen them close down a store or anything like a storefront or anything. I mean, granted. If Nintendo was an example, they just said, all right, we're closing the door. Whatever. You know. And nobody gave a shit. Yeah, nobody said any. Oh, well, people did say some shit about
it. A lot of people, but no one thought.
And Nintendo's at least closed down, three other stores?
The Wii U, they closed them.
Yeah, and then and also the 3DS, right? The 3DS stores closed too, right?
I don't see that. Brett, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say they need to give the option to get a printed disc at some point. Like you should be able to, even if you have to fight fucking ghost snail mail, like write a fucking letter requesting, you know, you show your fucking code or whatever, and, you know, they send you a disc, you know, not even the full box, just the disc with the game for conservation purposes or whatever. They need to leave some avenue open.
That's like wishful thinking right there. This is not like, you know, like granted, like remember like Warner Brothers did it years ago where, like, in other words, if you didn't have, you could order any one of the discs from their, any movie from any of their discography, right? If they didn't have it, then you could actually order it and they just did it to order. But it was like a no frills DVD. But at the same time, it's like, you're telling me that they're going to print up, even though they've stopped totally manufacturing Vita games and PSP games, you're going to tell me they're going to reprint these games for preservation purposes? I don't know about that. I don't think they're going to do that.
What if they just remove the license restrictions?
Just hosting all the stuff that you already own. That's all. That's all. Fucking don't have to be new shit. Just
we don't know what they're going to do yet.
Well, I hope we don't exactly know what they're going to do because that would.
Oh my god! Because then that just shows for the future. Next time when we always talk about it, when people want to go physical or digital, now we have a good argument. I'm all digital, and now I'm thinking, fuck this shit. Maybe I shouldn't be. Because now this is really showing me that it doesn't have to be around that long. And they could just shut it whenever they feel it. And the whole
That's store, always been a danger, mean, though. That's always been a danger.
Well, it's always been the danger of digital.
That's it. If Steam went out of business,
everybody's ass out of luck. No, that's the reality.
We still got... There's other... No, the computer, you can get...
I'm going to say this.
No. Hold on, real quick. Manny's saying, if Steam shuts down, the service is gone for whatever reason, that's it.
That's it. You're not going to get those games that you bought on there that you didn't download, buddy.
No, but I can still get the games on the PC.
You can still get the games, but that means you need to rebuy them. You need to go rebuy them again. This is the same sort of situation.
It's still there. It's not because it's a platform.
Again, we're talking about Nintendo. Like same sort of situation. They've closed down the doors, and there was no preservation. There's like bunches of games for the Wii that have never been reproduced ever single again. They're all gone.
But Manny, what I was trying to say is they needed a. If they could loosen the restrictions or the licenses on it, first of all, you'd be able to just print your own copies, or it could go to like a secondhand market where, you know, used game stores or old mom and pop stores can, you know, print up, you know, or get copies of these old games for keeping around.
If they didn't see the need to do it initially. Why would they change their mind after the fact? It's wrong.
It is genuinely wrong, and not in, like, the moral sense, but in the business sense. So, like,
you understand that when you are downloading a game, these are not going to be around forever. The price that you pay for convenience is the fact that these things do not exist, and that is the ultimate problem with digital distribution.
Well, it's the minute a server goes down,
they lose the license to a game. It's all gone. That's it.
My turn.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my point. They're not games. They're not products. We need to stop thinking of them as products. They're services. And since they are no longer supporting a service, they don't necessarily deserve to gain revenue from said service that they're no longer supporting. So their code should be released to publicly released. As soon as they stop supporting the service. Like, that's my opinion. And I understand how it's going to go down, what's going to go down, but my point is, there's nothing stopping these companies from saying, okay, we're done with this product, we're not going to make any money, here's the code. Just open source the whole thing, have fun with it, download it, put it on disk, we don't give a shit, we're not making money from it anymore. Because you shouldn't be paid for a service that is no longer in service. And I think that's one of the big things about this kind of thing is, you know, okay, so we finally begrudgingly agreed the games were now a service and they weren't a product because we had agreed to all this bullshit, right? Well, now it's coming up, you know, now it's time to pay the piper and we're figuring out the bad end of that deal.
I've already figured out
warning motherfuckers about this shit for 10 years now. You know?
No. Well, yeah, we saw it coming, but like, come on, like there are people that are still kind of like, what? This is something that the gaming community needs to hammer out.
Yeah.
We can't just keep buying these things and acting like they're fucking products. We need to look at the things and realize they're a service. And so the question comes up. The big question here, in my opinion, is what happens when a service stops supporting its product or its service? What happens when it stops? Does it continue gaining revenue? Do they just sit on the fucking game forever to only be released when Sony feels like reaching back into a vault? Does it get deleted and lost forever? Like, when, after a certain amount of time, movies and music become public, whatever. They belong to the public. And it's only fucking, it's only 100 years because fucking Walt Disney made that shit. But, like, everything should be put into public domain. That's my thing. If you stop the service for which people have paid for indefinitely, because that's the other thing. When we buy a game, there's no end date on it. At least not as far as I know. I could barely.
It just is at least until they decide to take it away. It's like yeah, that's what well, you see at the bottom.
It's just like any, but
it's not like everything, because like on the Microsoft end, when they did this with the games and they pulled it, then they were like, well, you can still re-download it because you own it. No one else can get it. We don't know what their plans are. I understand. I hope they do go that way, because not
so do I.
To fuck all of them, because this is the future, then I don't want to play games anymore. I don't want to go down this road no more, because it's a waste of time. If one day I can just be like, oh, let me go play this game. Oh shit, they're all gone. What happened? Man, they decided to pull it. So this whole time, people are like, oh, well, I have this hard drive full of games from this, my PS3 or from my Xbox, whatever. And hey, I want to play it 10 years later. I still have it, right? I have the drive. Plug it in. You're going to tell me that it's just going to zap my shit and tell me that.
They're not going to do that, Adam. What the fuck?
I don't think.
They're not going to do that, man. Right now, that doesn't exist. No, but they're not. The only thing we know for a fact right now, if they pull this, the only thing that's going to happen is you just won't be able to download the games. Anything you have in your hard drive is going to be there. They're not going to zap your shit away. That's crazy.
It shows me an image
of the game and says, all right, install. And when I click on it, you're going to tell me it's going to say yes? No. It's going to say no.
If it's on your hard drive, if you're fine.
It's not fine because it's not.
If it's on your hard drive, it also depends on the different terms of usage that you're signing. At least when the Sony and the PlayStation camp, they are saying that you actually own these products, right? So that means if you have them on your hard drives or you have them on those things, they're not going to delete them from you. The difference is somebody like Apple, where their terms of service say that you do not own it, you're only paying for the ability to use it, and that they could delete it at any point in time.
Adam, yeah, I got to real quick. Brett, go ahead. And then Adam, I got a couple of questions for you. Go ahead, Brett.
The problem is that their licensing bullshit restricts you from being able to make a backup copy of that thing that you own, which is supposed to kind of intrinsically be one of the things that you should be able to do with digital media.
Yes, well, you can back up all of your stuff from your PlayStation. You can back up all those games that you've had digitally on your PlayStation if you have a hard drive. But the thing is, we don't know the full details of this, or they're going to have some sort of...
Right now, all we know is that you can't buy these games. That's all we know. Adam, I got a question for you, man. When they pulled Scott Pilgrim, were you still able to play on a PS3?
I never played Scott Pilgrim.
You know what I'm asking. Okay, when they pulled Ninja Turtles...
The point, Ninja Turtles, yes. Because I owned it, so I can still download it again.
That's
it,
my point. No, exactly. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
No. My point is, Sony has never deleted games off of somebody's hard drive. That's my point. But when you downloaded PT, you're good.
No, you're talking about something fucking nuts right now.
Listen, slow down.
I said, if the game, you asked Turtles, yes, I owned it. I did not have it on the drive. But it allowed me to re-download it to put it back on, because it said, hey, you own it. It's only for people that already own it, not for people that don't.
And I'm not talking about that.
So that's what I'm talking about. I didn't play no.
No. I'm just questioning your assertion that they're going to just zap these games from your hard drive. No, dude, they're not going to do that. He literally said that like 5 minutes ago. He's like, they're going to delete all my shit.
What I said, because when you look at your drive, and I'm talking about it in current terms, when you look at your PS4 and even PS5, but PS4 also, you can see all your games and they'll say install. You own it. It's showing you that you own it. It's showing you in your library, your collection. If I click on it, will it allow me to download? If it does,
we don't know.
That's what I'm saying. If the store is gone, and as long as I can re-download my shit, I don't care. But don't tell me that I have to start getting hard drives and hoarding all this shit because I have a deadline.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope that doesn't happen, because that's what people do now. They're downloading all these fucking games now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen, because people are like, no, I don't want to lose all this stuff. If I own it, I purchased it, and then that's it. I understand. Stores should come and go. But even Phil had talked about it before. He said, if shit ever goes bad for older games, we'll still have a backup so people that own it can just keep downloading it, but you can't do it. And he did it with Turtles and a few other games that got pulled. But I really hope they don't.
Yeah, that's what I hope too. It's like, listen, I understand you want to close the stores down, fine. You can't buy new games, fine. But if you already bought the game, you should be able to re-download the shit. So we'll see.
Now here's my question.
What's up?
Why is it?
Why is it? Hey, what about the games? What about all these games that are essentially just a passcode to download the rest of the data needed to actually play the game? Keep in mind, when you have a disc, remember, that's day one release data. Sometimes that shit is even locked up until you get the day one download patch. So what happens when they stop supporting things from the PlayStation or from the PS4 that had build?
Question, what do you mean they lock the game? What do you mean?
Some games are basically you have to download the day one patch to get the game to work right.
Oh, yeah, okay. The game still runs, though. I just want to make sure people understand that.
I don't know this, but from what I think, and I have the general impression, I can't back this up without research, so blah, blah, blah. I think there are some games that you can't get full access to until you download the day one patch. And that's put on there to stop people from, like, jumping on and pirating the game or spoiling things. So they basically lock the game on release and then unlock it with a patch.
That's what you call DRM.
Mm-hmm. What happens when they stop supporting the unlock feature? Well, 20 years when you put a disc in that thing and it can't download the...
I'm so glad you said this, Brett, because this is not about this story, but it's still related, right? And I want to get your thoughts on this, Brett. Right now, a modern retro gamer, right? He could if he wants to play Super Mario World the way it was intended to be played, he could go to eBay, buy a cartridge, buy a Super Nintendo, play the game just fine, right? What happens 20 years from now to the future retro gamer? He wants to play Cyberpunk. How's he going to download all those fucking patches with no servers? You know,
well, it's not.
There'll be a finished version.
No, because the thing is, most discs that don't come with the finished version of the game, they come with the day one version. So
well, it's not only.
So 20 years from now, it's like retro guys are fucked too. You know, go ahead, Carlos.
It's not only that. It's like, what about Resident Evil remakes 2 and 3? I mean, that thing, you need to be connected into the servers. Like, you need a handshake with the servers in order for them to let you keep playing.
Yeah, the RE. Yeah.
Again, this is all shit we've been warning motherfuckers about for years about this digital stuff, you know? And I'm saying this as a guy who buys his games digitally. All the warning signs were there, but nobody heeded it because, hey, it's convenient. Well, you know,
you shouldn't need to do a handshake just to play a freaking game. Yeah. You should, like, remember that thing with Final Fight? What was it? Final Fight Magic Sword or whatever? That thing had it too. You couldn't play game unless you were connected onto the PlayStation Network.
Do you know how many times I've been playing regular first person? I mean, not regular single player games. Square Enix games, by the way, right? And if my internet was fucked up, the game starts fucking up. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be connected online right now. So even regular single-player games are affected by this shit, you know?
Yeah. Actually, Manny's example is pretty good because I just thought about it. If you fire up that game after July, the Final Fight Magic Sword duel, whatever, because they're shutting down the store, whatever is on there to handshake with the game may not load properly.
That's right. Yeah. Telling you, man. Go ahead, Brett.
I spaced on. I'll come back to you.
All right.
To jump on what Chris said, I would assume that the game would handshake with the servers of the publisher, like the Square Enix servers, not the PlayStation servers.
Oh, you mean the Capcom, right?
Capcom. Yeah.
You would assume that, but the old games. Well, this is Nintendo anyway. When the Wi-Fi connection on the GameSpy server shut down, all those old games on DS that used Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, if they needed it to start, they don't work. Some of them do work. They'll just bypass it because they were, guys like level 5 were smart enough to go, okay, try it, and if it doesn't work, just keep going. Some of them don't. Some of them just crap out.
Yeah. I remember. So the reason we haven't seen this problem, we've seen this problem, but we haven't seen this problem. We've warned y'all motherfuckers for years, but a lot of people didn't see it coming. And my personal opinion as to why is they look at PC and they're like, well, PC's fine. It's working fine on PC. They're the kind of trendsetter. The thing that people forget is PC is an open system. If you lock something down, a hacker's just going to unlock it. And that's kind of the realm of how PC works. If shit goes out of date, people find a way to fake it, or people find a way to hack it, or people find a way to break it. And then it's released, and you can do that all because it's an open system.
Well, yeah, one of the biggest parts of restoration, or not restoration, but archiving, preservation and archiving is actually the hacking community. The only reason why you're able to play that Blade Runner game that came out years ago is because the hacker community saved that game and were able to work on it. And exactly. I feel like a lot of times, you know, that's who's saving these games, you know. But yeah, who's going to be the one that saves the PlayStation, some of those exclusive, you know, emotion engine / whatever the cell processor games?
Mm-hmm. No one really, because they can't.
They can't.
Not even Sony can.
And then. Again, I had dip out for a quick bit, so I don't know if someone brought this up, but this is like almost like a good advert for why piracy should exist.
Hmm.
And it's really fucked up because it shouldn't exist, because people should be able to just take a copy of the games, put it on the side, and call it done. But because of how things have changed, people can't do that anymore. So as I was going away and doing some other stuff, I got to thinking. The only reasonable thing that makes sense in the sense of Sony can still have it be a closed system that no one else has access to, but also it's still available for other people to download and access, is if they somehow figure out a way to take a bunch of unused PS3s, like 300 of them or something, I don't know, and then hook them up in such a way that they act as a giant server, and then they can use them to BitTorrent to and from. So that way.
That's PlayStation Now, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Have something like that. So that way you have a decentralized server where it's still locked off so that people can't get access to it if they don't have to, but they can still download it into the future as long as the servers are still available. And even go as far as saying, okay, we won't have our own centralized system. Instead, we'll distribute it amongst everyone else who has a copy. So that way, anyone who has a copy of a PS3 game or a Vita game or something, if they have their console on, then that acts as a download server so that someone else can just download off their PlayStation.
The way Windows does for patches?
Well, the way that torrents work in general. Again, each person is just a mesh different server.
Yeah, a mesh system.
Yeah, I think that would still answer. Yeah, I think that would solve the problem without going into the weirdities of, put it open source. But again, Brett, I am with you. It would be great if things just end up as open source over time. But I think one of the reasons why people don't like that is if someone makes something open source, someone can go through it, understand it, find out some vulnerabilities which may still exist in the current version, and hence that can be a big flaw in the system, and they don't like that.
Oh, you mean like the same flaw that's in books and movies when they release and comic books from the back in the day? Like literally everything you had to put out into the world and then just deal with how it went out into the world?
Yeah, companies don't like that. Big companies don't like that, which again is stupid, but I don't think there's much we can do about that at this point, which is frustrating. But yeah, I think it's one of those things where I knew it was going to happen eventually, because I came to that idea with Steam, because if Steam goes down, then pretty much everything I bought on Steam is gone. And once I came to understand that, I was like, okay, I guess I have to deal with that. But then I remembered that on PC there's the high seas, so nothing's ever truly gone. So at least on PC, they can have a weird way out. Whereas on consoles, there is none of that, and hence everything that came with these consoles will potentially be lost if no one decides to keep them, which is a shame. Big shame.
One thing I think about, closing down the store. It's so weird. It's interesting because of how much of their legacy it literally closes off, just for the plain fact that they don't have an emulation solution for any of their newer consoles. Literally, that's money that they could be making if they could figure out a way to get this shit to run on the new stuff. I don't see any issues of them doing PlayStation 1 or even PlayStation 2, which they've sort of done.
Well, but they,
you know,
this they also they also neglect the residual market. Like, there's people buying used PSPs and used Vitas who would create PlayStation accounts and go buy games, right? And there's people who are just experiencing it, like, in the last couple of years. There's always people buying used stuff. If you buy a used Vita and you make a new account, right, you're new to that system, you're going to buy games. Now you don't have the ability to buy games because Sony decided to just shut it off. And I don't understand what is the cost effectiveness of that. Is keeping those legacy stores up or even porting them, and then all you have to do is patch the system to access the new store? The new legacy store?
Thank you, Chris.
You could just do that.
What's the total memory of all the games saved there, do you think?
Well, I mean, even if it was like lots and lots of terabytes, they have the space. I mean,
I don't think it's lots and lots.
Well, I'm just giving it the benefit of the doubt. If they had a library that had that, Sony could pay for that. That's not something that is in question. I'm questioning the decision. Like, how much cost are you saving by shutting this off?
Like one server?
And yeah, so
what's the reason for doing it now? Out of nowhere. It's like,
we didn't
say it's not hard up for money or anything.
Right?
So, I would suspect that probably it's maybe the server stuff, and maybe they see that at least, you know, with the PlayStation 3, you know, and what was it, the PSP, they're probably not making, you know, I think a lot of people have already sort of made the jump over, and it's their stores are not being, you know, accessed as much these days. So that's probably why they're just like, all right, well, we don't see it. If you notice the funny thing about it, at least from this rumor that you know, whatever, you notice that the last standout of all the three close downs, it's the Vita.
It's only by a month, but yeah,
I would say that I would think at this point in time, being that the Vita not only plays the PSP stuff and the its own things as well as PlayStation 1, it's kind of a legacy console that still makes money to this day. They're still making Vita games. That store gets updated. Granted,
you know why one of the reasons Vita is so popular, to tie this back in,
the hacking.
Yeah. That's why the PSP was so popular, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, the thing about it is, like, even if you're not hacking it, it still ends up being pretty decent. Again, like I said, they're still making new games
Last year, there was another software patch for the Vita. Yeah.
They're still doing stuff for
piracy on it, you know. And it's like, why if you're gonna kill this shit?
Here's the reason.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's, you know. Yeah, the memory doesn't matter how many tera, exabytes, whatever it is.
Teraflops.
It's the data centers that they have to upkeep in order to have this service. You know, they have different data services all around the world to, you know, distribute all of this these services and all these games.
I thought they were going with Azure. What do they have to update? What do they have to maintain? If you're paying a cloud service like AWS or Azure, Google Cloud Software, you don't. I don't have to worry about that. Jim Ryan doesn't have to go to a data center and do anything.
Yeah, but
you're paying for.
Yeah, but it's you know, I'm not saying it's right, but it's like Jim Ryan's like, okay, so we have all of these data centers that provides all of these services, and we want to, you know, transform them into the cloud. It takes a decent sized project in order to do that. And when you're and when someone as money hungry as Jim Ryan is and he thinks, oh, we're going to do this huge ass project where we transform our whole service into the cloud, into the Azure services, it's like, it's going to cost us a lot of money. Why are we doing this? So we can
better save $6 by shutting down the one server that holds all the PS3 games.
So we can go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, finish, Carlos.
God damn. I don't even know what I was going to say.
Talk about Jim Ryan. Servers.
Yeah, it's like, so it's like Jim Ryan's provide, like, it's like, oh, we're gonna do this, we're gonna have this project, it's gonna take his team, it's gonna, you know, rough order of estimate of all these hours and all this money that's gonna take to transform the service into the cloud, and we're gonna do this in order to provide it for people with consoles that are dying and are losing money every day. Not losing money, like, but they're not, you know, people are not investing as much money as they used to, and it's getting lower and lower and smaller in the margin every single day. So, you know, they don't see it as viable. I mean, the right thing to do is to, you know, like what Chris is saying, put it on Azure and upkeep it there, and you know, just provide the service there. But it's not something that money hungry people are willing to do.
Well,
because
for them, that's my problem with him. That's my problem with every time we rant about him. Everything like, oh, we're not going to sell movies here anymore. We're not going to. It's just this fucking short term gain thinking that is going to ebb away at Sony's dominance. Like, you can't keep doing this to hopefully short-term game. Okay, we're not going to spend this money. Fuck these games. Nobody's buying these consoles anymore. Or in his opinion, it's not worth it to upkeep it, so we won't port it to the cloud. But I'm sure that he's seen these arguments, and if that's true, and he doesn't put a way for you to even re-download it, because from what you're saying, it's not worth it for him to even port the data to Azure, which means you'd have no way to re-download a game, even if you bought it. Right? So if he's not even going to take the time to do that, because it, like, I get what you're saying with the cost effectiveness, so he's not going to make a project like, at least dump this stuff into the cloud, and then we'll reattach all the tag IDs and whatever to make sure people can re-download it. If he's like, nah, fuck that, that's too much money, we're not even going to be bothered with that, well then you have no way of getting your game back. But that's a shitty thing to do. And again, like I said, you do have residual income. It may go in the long term, but you could incentivize some of that and not have a bum rush on the store and say, well, you got till July, guys. You better buy your shit now because we're turning it off.
Also, yeah, but I guess... Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, also going on with what Chris has just said, you know, Jim Ryan in the past, not very long ago, said something about legacy, a very famous quote.
Oh,
remember where he was like, nobody, why would anybody want to play any of those old games?
Funny you mention that, because I dug up a Tony's take from fucking like 3 or 4 years ago, 4 years ago, where I was ragging on Jim Ryan, our boy Jim Ryan, for saying that. He was like, nobody wants to play these old games, you know.
So he already on eBay buying this.
Or he's already said his piece, at least at this point in time, said his piece about what he thinks about legacy. But that's the thing. The reason why, you know, if they would be, I think they would probably be hard pressed about making this decision if the stores were continuing to generate revenue. If somehow, for some funky reason, that all of a sudden all those classic, you know, some of those legacy sort of titles just all of a sudden bumped up on the previous generations, I think he'd probably be a little bit less eager to be like, yeah, maybe we should save these things. Because they seem to be generating money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would have been beneficial. It would have been, you know, convenient if they had a service like Game Pass, where a lot of legacy is being, you know, handled right now for Microsoft and Xbox, and they would just port them over there. Obviously, they have the issues with, you know, the whole cell architecture games with the PS3 stuff, but you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever they can, port everything there and have, you know, have your customers be able to experience those titles that are going to be phased out from you know, to oblivion in the future. So it just would have made sense. But obviously they don't. And this is the thing with Sony. They're not as forward thinking as people give them credit.
No, they're not.
You know, the cell architecture, Blu-ray, that's as adventurous as they're ever going to get. You know, the CD-ROM, the DVD, and notice it's like the innovation is almost in the same type of thing. It's disc media and the cell architecture. But everything else, it just seems like they're just seeing what everyone else is doing and then just following suit.
Well, remember, Sony is a hardware manufacturer first and foremost. Software, that's not their strong suit. So that's why you see that type of stuff, Carlos. You know, it's like you said it. Their big innovations have been hardware-based, you know. Software, they're copying everybody else.
Yeah, but I mean,
the thing is, they're not really copying everybody. It's like, yo, copy what Xbox is doing with their fucking legacy. Then how about you copy that? You know.
Well, you know, it's funny about like, you know, one thing about the legacy though is like they're still releasing. They're still going through the process of releasing. I don't know if they're going through the process, but I don't know if they're going through the process of releasing those games. But there's still a short list of games from the past that were. I mean, for a long time, there were not any original Xbox games on there. Remember, they made that big announcement like a few years ago that, oh, hey, look, we're going to put Xbox games on there.
Yeah, but the point is they still have them, right? Like Xbox actually has not every game, obviously, but they have all their consoles represented. Sony doesn't have that. They did for a while, you know, but not now, you know. Like during the PS3 era, all of them. Hey, Riku, son.
What's up, Riku?
Riku, it's good
hey,
timing.
Hey, you joined us.
Good timing because I was just about to kill this topic.
I want to say
yeah, because we still got more shit to cover, you know.
Never mind, go ahead.
No. You go ahead and then Riku could finish us off.
I spaced out. I was too busy listening to what you guys were saying.
All right, Riku.
A lot of good points made. I'll pop in if I get it.
Cool. Riku, PS servers and all that shut down. What would your take?
This is fucking bullshit, Sony. I'm sick and tired of them taking shit away from us. We don't deserve this. Here's the thing. We all like called this fucking years back when, you know, the digital future was looking like it was going to be the move. So it's like, sadly, this isn't surprising to us, but we're still surprised that, you know, the day is here, you know, because they kind of just is like, hey, it's happening in a couple of months. They're all gone. Like,
your
damn.
Boy, your boy, like, Jim Ryan, son.
Lying Ryan. He out here just fucking shit up, man. We got to get him out of here, man.
He needs to go.
Question.
Need to call Agent 47 or some shit.
Go ahead, Brett. What's your question?
Yo, how many people think that they're going to reintroduce the PS3 library on their streaming service?
On PS Now?
Oh, yeah.
They're already on there. They're already on there.
No, they have them there, but it's the library is very small.
I thought it was 800 games. Those are these motherfuckers on that podcast. But it's 800 games, Tony. What are you talking about?
No, it's 800 games in total. Yeah. But, like, in regards to, like, PlayStation 3, there's probably, like, a couple hundred.
Yeah, if you dropped every PlayStation 3 game on a service, that would beef up your streaming service a little bit.
Yeah.
Because right now, Sony is on the back pedal. Game Pass hit them a little harder than they expected, and they are scrambling to make their own streaming service to compete with it.
Are they? They're not really scared. They don't seem to care, to be honest.
I think that's the issue. It hasn't even hit them yet.
It hasn't hit them. They're not scrambling for nothing.
They haven't been really pushing the
PlayStation for PlayStation for Play at Home. By the way, dumbest fucking name ever.
The hell is Play at Home?
Has nothing to do with PlayStation Now, by the way.
What? Yeah, Play at Home?
Play at Home has nothing to do with PlayStation Now.
Yeah, Play at Home has to do more with COVID and them giving free games away to people who are playing at home.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay.
Yeah. That was just like a random. Games?
All right, whatever.
Well, they did do Ratchet and Clank. The Ratchet and Clank is currently available now, and Horizon, and then a bunch of those indie games is like next month.
Yeah, Sony is not scrambling to get old games to you. They don't give a fuck.
No,
you know
they're not.
The only like clues we have in regards to that even remotely being true is, you know, firstly that patent that they renewed a couple of days ago.
Renewed, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Renewed, not created out of nowhere. It was just renewing it, and then, you know, on top of the fact that, you know, they're removing. You would assume with them taking these, the original PlayStation Store's games down, that they would do something in regards to getting those games on PlayStation Now. But we'll see. Like, I do agree. They definitely need to make PlayStation Now. The PlayStation Now is literally their only thing they have that could remotely compete against what Xbox Game Pass is.
I'm going to fucking repeat myself again, man. Manny, same thing with you, right? Sony needs to combine PS Now into PS Plus, make it one service, right? You get all these, and throw the Game Pass type of shit in there, right? You get 100 games available to you and shit, like a month or whatever, you know, rotating. Every single PlayStation exclusive is on there. You know, I don't know about day one, that'll be up to Sony to do that shit. Have that $15 a month, bam, there you go. And rebrand PS Now. Because the thing is, from what I understand, PS Now is actually a better service. Great. Sony, tell me that. Tell people that, you know?
Yeah, it's just sitting, waiting in the wings over there. And like, again, when you start making people jump through hoops, that's when start making things more complicated. That's how you instantly shoot yourself in the foot. Yeah. It should be just as easy as just being, oh, hey, look, I got PlayStation Plus. Oh, shit, I got PlayStation Now.
Yeah. But the thing is, and you're right about that. Like, when I go to the PlayStation 4, even now, right? Like, I think this month they had a couple of good PS Plus games, right? It took me like a minute to find these fucking games.
The redesign of the store in general is garbage. The online store is garbage, and so is the one on the, I mean, the one I've seen on the PlayStation
Five. But that's another topic for another day. Anyway, any last thoughts on this whole thing? I think we've said enough for the last hour.
I hope that they have a plan. I hope they have some sort of exterior plan instead of just shutting off the, turning off the power and then not giving you any notice like the fucking the power company does. Yeah.
But I will say this, though. If there are some PS1 games that you haven't bought, buy them things now. That's what I'm telling you.
Man.
Buy them motherfuckers now. You know,
no, if you got to be,
even if Sony doesn't cut off access to games you bought, you still want to have them, you know, so buy them now. You know, I'm gonna go on a buying spree, Manny. I'm going on a buying spree. I'm buying
on your PSP.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy all those.
Because you don't got a 3 no more.
No, I don't. No 3. Here's the thing. There's no games on PS3 I want to play anymore. I'm good with those. But
I mean, because the PS3 is what you can play your OG like PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah. But I got my Vita. You know, for those. I'm gonna buy a bunch of PlayStation 1 games. I'll do that.
just put them on there.
I think I got all the PlayStation 1 games I wanted, but I just want to be sure. Anyway, Carlos, what's up? And you can end this off, and we'll go to the next topic.
Just going back to what Manny was talking about, how, you know, I think it makes sense to consolidate all this stuff because you have PS Now, and you have PlayStation Plus games, or I don't know what that thing is called. That's how bad it is. I don't even know what it's called. I like the games that are in it, but I don't like how it's
Collection?
Called.
Is that what you're talking about?
PS Collection. Yeah, that one. So you have that, and you have PSN Now. And it's like, why is there two? What's the purpose of this? Why do you, you know, the monthly free games, why aren't they part of the service? You know, if you want to play God of War 1, you have to get PS Now. If you want to play God of War 3, you have to get PS Now. If you want to play God of War 2018, you have to get the PSN Plus for the collection. So it's like, consolidate everything into one bundle. It makes sense.
You know what the problem is, right? Is because the reason why there is this separation is because PS Now is its own subsidiary company. It's not just the service. It's its own company. It's essentially they just rebranded Gaikai into its own company. They didn't absorb it into itself. They just said, all right, you're going to be providing this service now. And you are the PlayStation Now company. And that's the big difference between what PlayStation has going on and what, you know, what Microsoft has going on. Xbox Game Pass is not its own entity. It handles everything. It's unlike PlayStation Now, where there's a different sort of, you know, stuff going on. It's two different people. I really think that what really kind of has to happen is that PlayStation Now needs to get absorbed into the rest of the ecosystem and then build from there, as opposed to some other company. It's almost like having a rental company outside of yourself. That's what it is.
It's
something that they acquired, but it's not fully integrated into the company.
Like, exactly. I feel like the reason why they did it is because they didn't want to fully commit to the digital streaming solution. So if it does do bad, it wasn't their company that was the fault. It wasn't the main PlayStation company that was at fault. They could literally just chop off that arm and then just be like, all right, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Riku, anything else you want to add?
I hope that them, wiping all of that stuff is to eventually take everything in. Yeah, they need, on top of having an equivalent to Xbox Game Pass, I do agree with Tony, they do need an equivalent to Game Pass Ultimate as well. Yeah. They definitely need to take PlayStation Now, combine it with PlayStation Plus, and just make everything one thing, one subscription. Under one umbrella.
It's simple, man. That's what we're asking.
One nation, under God, indivisible.
All right, man, let's move on. Let's move on to the other side right now, man. Xbox.
May turn that green.
It should turn that green. Hold on a second here. We're going to do
this.
Yeah, for this segment of
Matrix
green. Back green right now.
Yo, man, you're in a Matrix now.
Right? All right, let's talk about Xbox for a couple of segments. All right, so Microsoft's talking about rebranding and renaming. Microsoft is renaming Xbox Live to Xbox Network. Dun, dun, dun.
Does this seem like they're trading names around? You remember PlayStation Network used to be called the PlayStation Network, and then they switched it over to something else.
Isn't it still PlayStation Network?
No, they don't call it PlayStation Network anymore.
Wait, PSN.
Yeah, they do.
Plus.
It is PSN. PlayStation Network Plus. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just wondered, they renamed it at some point.
No, they did rename it, but it got renamed to PlayStation Network. When we first got into the PlayStation 3 era, you know, when we didn't even have a PlayStation store, it was like the web browser, and it was only like the thing associated with the PSP. It was not called PlayStation Network. It was you're right. It was called something else. Maybe like
You remember shit from 13 years ago.
But it was when the PSP was the only thing that had like an infrastructure for Sony. That wasn't called PlayStation Network. So that's what he's talking about. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm reading this off of the Verge, but they're quoting Microsoft here. Xbox Network refers to the underlying Xbox Online service, which was updated in the Microsoft Service Agreement. The update from Xbox Live to Xbox Network is intended to distinguish the underlying service from Xbox Live Gold memberships. Well, there you go.
The only thing I call into question with all these name changes, it's kind of hard to remember what things were named. I mean, they changed the Game Pass from something else too, right? It was like xCloud, Game Pass. They have all these different sort of names, you know, buzz names, which are a little bit confusing since to knowing what is the final name.
Yeah. Well, the xCloud makes sense because it was its own entity before, and they combined that with Game Pass, and it's like, oh, it's all one service now.
By the way, check this out. This is interesting. I didn't know this. So Larry Herb, you know, Major Nelson, didn't know that his official name was Xbox Live's Major Nelson, right? His name is now Xbox's Major Nelson. Very interesting.
Yeah, he renamed himself.
Yeah. I mean, he's still Major Nelson, but yeah. He renamed himself just like because there's no more Xbox Live. You know, I mean, it's Xbox Live, but under a different name, you know, Live by any other name. I want to hold a skull and shit, talk some fucking Shakespeare right now, you know.
Horatio.
Horatio.
Remember when everything was live, like it was even at live before.
Yeah, that's right.
Outlook. Then they changed the Outlook, but everything was live. Live was like their hot word.
Yeah. So not really too much of a big deal there. It's just a little bit of a name change. Really interesting. But this next thing is more interesting. Also on the Xbox side. And we talked about this story on January. As a matter of fact, it was January 25th, Brett's birthday. You know, but it's real now. You know, so Xbox Live. So you guys don't know, if you wanted to play free-to-play games on Xbox, you still had to pay for Xbox Live. And you also had to pay for Xbox Live in order to chat online with Xbox. All that's gone now. So you can play Fortnite for free on
fucking
Xbox.
Fucking time.
Now, I don't know about now, but it's happening very soon. So, yeah, you can play Fortnite on Xbox and talk to your buddies all for free on Xbox.
Fucking time. Yeah, right? Come on, guys. For real.
So there you go. What do you guys have to say about this?
It's funny. It's funny because, like, it was one of those things that sort of went under the radar, right?
Yeah.
Like, even though it's obvious.
Excuse me?
Yeah, well, because a lot of people, you don't see a lot of people essentially screaming about this very much. Like,
it rises up
every so long. Not this news, but the specific of the fact that all free-to-play games, you had to be part of Xbox Live in order to play.
Yeah, like, remember the Fortnite fiasco and shit where PlayStation didn't want to play dice and shit? Nobody brought up the fact that you have to pay for the game on Xbox.
Well, it was a bigger issue before when you had to pay for Xbox Live just to use Netflix.
I think that was the thing.
That was a big thing.
You remember, Xbox kind of like started all of this, they had literally everything locked behind Xbox Live.
Yeah.
During that time, they tried to make Xbox Live seem like, if you don't have Xbox Live, you can't do anything network related on your Xbox, you know, and then slowly but surely they started to, like, you know, pull things out of the paywall because, you know, when Sony came to the scene,
all the services were doing it. So they're like, all right.
Yeah. And that was the last couple of things that Microsoft were holding hostage behind, you know, Xbox, the Live paywall was free to play. And what was the other one?
Tag.
It was free to play. And
chat.
Yeah. That's some crazy shit. You couldn't even join a party chat if you didn't have Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they just removed that from the paywall recently as well. So yeah, those were the two things. But I think people weren't complaining about it because it was just a regular thing. It's always been that way since 2005.
I'm confused.
About what?
What? Hold on. I'm just trying to form this in my head. So what do you need then now? Like, do we just call it Xbox Network? Because we're referring to this thing as Xbox Live. Like, should we change our naming of it now? You know what I'm saying? It's a little weird. You know, like...
Should we call it Xbox Network now?
You no longer need Xbox Network.
But the question is, did they put that out as with new promotional material, or is that just something for them to know, for the companies to talk about? Like, we're called the Xbox Network, and this is how we refer to it on the stock market and in business.
Does Xbox Live Gold exist, or is it called Xbox Network
Gold? No, Xbox Gold is gone. That was gone a while
ago. Yeah, Gold is gone. Okay. That was gone when Ultimate came, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can't even buy those anymore.
Man, with those cards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, good on you, Xbox. It's something you should have done a while ago, you know.
Here's the question: can you voice chat with people on PlayStation without having a PlayStation Plus account?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. You just can't do like share plays and stuff like that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I've never been subscribed to PlayStation Network, so I wouldn't know that, you know.
You can share play and watch them, but you can't share play and give them
control. Nah, man. Yeah, I'm a fake neutral. I got green behind me, man. I like Xbox too, you know.
Xbox is the best box.
You know? So pretty cool. All right, now this next story also about Microsoft. A little worrying, especially what you're seeing right here. We use Discord, right, to get into this chat. And Microsoft may own us soon. You know, so yeah, Microsoft is considering purchasing Discord for $10 billion. Crazy. You know?
Holy shit.
Need to stop that shit.
$10 billion.
Yeah, come on. Like, what happened to Mixer and what happened to fucking Skype?
You can't beat them, buy them. That's how it works.
Yeah, but they buy it. What happened to Rare and what happened to Bethesda?
They failed on those, and now they got to buy other ones. You just keep doing it until eventually you get a golden ticket.
That's all we need. That's all we need is them putting a fucking charge window like they did on fucking Skype. Where now you have to subscribe to Skype in order to have a certain amount of voice chat.
Where does this valuation come from? I mean, $10 billion is more than Disney spent on Star Wars and Marvel combined.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Discord is worth more than those two IPs?
Yeah, I don't know. That is weird.
To be honest, like Discord, like how does Discord even fund itself?
I was going to say that, and also Discord Nitro. There's actually a lot of. I'm a part of Discord Nitro.
What's that?
It's $100 a year.
I thought that was like you buy in and put money into it for the game store when they had that. That's what is Nitro? I don't even know.
What is that? It sounds like some fucking WWF shit.
That's WCW, buddy.
Okay.
It's like a premium subscription that allows you to, it gives you a bunch of fucking perks like increased upload speed, and when you can share your screen, you can do it at like 4K and a bunch of other shit. And those crazy little emos you saw me doing it, they all of that's locked behind it.
Okay, I'm like, yeah, where you getting all the memos from, man?
yeah, all of that's Discord Nitro, and I know a lot of people that
go ahead, Carlos,
are subscribed to that.
So I think, Chris, talking about that $10 billion evaluation, I think, I don't know, to me it seems a little low. I mean...
Really?
Yeah, because Zoom is obviously more popular than Discord, but I feel like Discord has way more potential than Zoom, and fucking Zoom is worth almost $100 billion, fucking, has a 90-some billion market cap, so I don't know. I think $10 billion is a little bit too low. I think it could be like 20. I mean, if it goes public, because they were talking about going public, their fucking evaluation will go through the roof.
Is that, well, could any of it be tech?
All right. Well, maybe, you know, I was comparing it to Apple's, right? Like, I'm comparing it to movie IPs and stuff. And then software, it's different with these giant evaluations. But if you're telling me Zoom has a $90 billion market cap, Zoom is crap. So then Discord should be like, gone. Yeah, yo, just give it a $1 trillion fucking market cap then compared to fucking Zoom.
Yeah, I prefer. I mean, I haven't used Zoom, but from like a lot of people that
I've used
fucking butts.
Yeah, it's not good.
Isn't Zoom mostly for businesses?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's not even good for a lot of people.
It's a business call thing. I've taken a lot of Zoom calls, you know.
No, but I'm saying
that's where the valuation comes from, because you're dealing with the business world, which has deeper pockets than the gaming world.
But the thing about it though with Zoom is that they have horrible security on them.
And here's the thing, Discord is not just a video conferencing. It's a platform. You know, I'm in a ton of channels. I'm in a finance channel. I'm in a fucking, you know, video games with, you know, Throwdown channel.
Yeah.
I'm in a baseball channel where a lot of people post baseball stuff, anime stuff, manga stuff. Like there's
anime.
You know, these motherfuckers have
it. You know who it is?
It's the manga guy.
It's the Discord
guy. Manga guy. Yo, Larry pissed me off today. Not gonna talk about that.
I thought you weren't talking to him. Anyway.
So yeah, I think Discord is, you know, Discord is just more than just like a voice messaging, a voice chatting system. It's got way more potential than that, and it's doing way more than Zoom will ever do, to be honest. And I think the majority, and I don't know who mentioned this, like saying it's mostly gaming. I think that's the reason why it still hasn't even leaped to the levels where it should be, because I think the early adopters are mostly the gaming community. I think that's the gaming community has already accepted this as, you know, their platform of choice. But to compare,
I think the wholesale is kind of hinging on the idea that can they take this thing, which is mostly so far entertainment and voice chatting, right? Like that's why it kind of falls in the same realm as like Disney and shit like that. So okay, it's entertainment, it's a voice chat platform, but if we Microsoft buy it, we can use it to kind of leverage it into the business world and make it the next Zoom and take something that's worth $10 billion, make it worth $100 billion. It's smart business, actually, if you kind of look at it that way.
Yeah, it would be smart for Microsoft to buy them. I just don't have faith in them, because you know, Skype is the butt of every joke. I mean, people like it's so bad, man. The only time I use it is at work and when I'm doing I Am Negan, because, you know, fucking Skype looks the same right now as it did like 12 years ago when Microsoft bought them.
12 years ago when Torrance was doing the Warzone on it.
I'm like, it didn't evolve. It just stayed the same. And it's not even that great. I use it for work all the time because, you know, most corporate jobs, I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of people in here know about this. It's like we use a Microsoft Office and that has Skype, and now they're trying to replace that with Teams. And it's like, okay, well, you're going to communicate via Teams, because Skype was so bad, man. Teams is like a rebranding of Skype, and it's equally as bad, man. It's horrible. I'm not a
business is always run so shitty in that instance. Like, for some reason, every business I've ever seen, their tech is like 10 years old at least.
It costs a lot for all the licenses.
Yeah, the licenses are fucking insane. Yeah, the licenses are absolutely insane. I mean, I don't know who said that. Well, Adobe really helped set that precedent. But there's a lot of people cashing in on it, man. And yeah, it's Skype is pretty much back there with Friendster and shit.
Oh, shit.
TeamSpeak.
Never even heard of that.
TeamSpeak.
Warzone. Yeah.
That's what we used to do Warzone. That's after Skype.
Yeah.
Good TeamSpeak.
Yep. Notice the word used.
Oh, yes. And by the way, we did TeamSpeak for our podcast.
Yeah, Throwdown was on TeamSpeak for a long time.
Throwdown was on TeamSpeak.
And, yep. And not only that, we did you know, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones. Yep. We did all those on TeamSpeak.
All of them on TeamSpeak, yep.
Back in the day.
Just crazy, mm-hmm. man.
Yep, we had to hike. We had to podcast uphill both ways in the snow.
Oh, by the way, so, Torrance was paying for TeamSpeak. Yeah, it wasn't free.
Yeah, he was paying for it.
See, that's what I'm saying, like, man, like, it's one thing to try and wring out $5-$10 from every fucking gamer on the planet, and, you know, $30 here, okay. You can make one license that goes to, you know, a big business of 1,000 employees and fucking make twice, three times the amount they're going to make off of the entire gaming pool all year. I mean, there's a lot of money in gaming, but it's not business money. Business money gets into Fortune 500 companies, and they just don't understand, like, the concept of money. So they just pay ridiculous license fees for horribly outdated software. And all their IT guys hate it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I mean, I guess I prefer Microsoft owning them over Tencent, but I don't want any of those motherfuckers on fucking Discord. I want them to go public.
Man. Yeah, Salesforce should go public. That's what they should do.
I know what Carlos means about Teams because I use it and it's fucking terrible.
It is booty juice, man.
Oh man. All right. Anything else you guys want to add to this?
I'll
find somebody to buy some stock if you go public.
Oh yeah. I'd be there day one.
You'll talk about stonks.
Yeah.
Talk about stonks. Now it's part of gaming. It's just here.
Oh man. All right. One. What's the next topic here? Our boy Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Who that?
Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Oh.
So as you guys know, he has been. What was his exact job at GameStop? He was a CEO. He was on a board of directors.
He was one of the board of directors.
He was the board.
And I remember, Chris, I believe you said, like, yo, these guys are going to start checking out, like, you know, cashing out and shit.
Yep.
Here we go. So, Reggie's leaving GameStop.
How long was he here for?
Yeah,
a year. After a year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Chris,
what did he do?
He just chilled. He got his money. That's what he did, you know?
Listen, man. The pandemic, waited for the internet to do his job for him, then
he anticipated all of it, man.
But it's not just him. I think they're losing three board members.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, so not just him retiring, but or resigning. Like, there's two other people leaving the board with him. I mean, that's it. They just that stock blew up. He's cashing out, man. And that's what we knew was going to happen. Like, I called that. Like, what was he going to do there? So GameStop was a stinking.
It was a stinking, stinking ship.
I mean, we were all speculating what the hell could he do to help them. Like, there's nothing he could do. And he didn't. He just played it cool. He sat there. And I didn't see him really doing anything. And then, look, the stocks have blown up. The whole thing with Wall Street bets and whatever, all that insanity. And he probably looked at his portfolio and went, yeah, I'm good. And then he's like, hey, who's coming with me? And then two other guys went, yeah, fuck this place.
How did he come in again? I forget. He's not the guy from Chewy, is he?
He's the Nintendo guy, dude.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
He was the president of Nintendo of America.
Oh, dude, I keep forgetting that he was part of fucking GameStop, man. I'll be honest.
Everyone will forget him.
He was quiet. And he didn't do anything. I'm like, that's fucking right. He went to GameStop, sat there for a year, fucking left. Yeah.
Yeah, and made a shit ton of money.
I made a shit ton of money. Yeah.
Dude, weirdly enough, the stock rose when he left.
No, he was still there when the stock rose.
No, the stock rose. From what I understand, the stock rose more after they, like, when they announced the resignation of Reggie.
Oh, you mean today?
The stock actually went up.
Oh, you mean like actually went up instead of just like
yeah.
Gotcha.
Just to point out how weird this game stunk world fucking is, and how little it makes sense. Usually, when a CEO resigns, it's not a great sign. For some reason, then this time people are like, fuck it, put money in.
Yeah, he was just on a board of directors. That's all.
Let's do some calculations right now.
Uh-oh. Maybe they saw some money coming in. Yeah, with his salary gone.
I'm pretty sure he just cashed out all that money he made off of the trolls. You know.
Let's say they gave him, like, when he got the board of directors job, he obviously needed, you know, shares of the company. So let's say, for example, let's just say they gave him 10,000 shares, which is not a lot. But 10,000 shares back then.
They don't give you shares. You have to buy in to sit on a company's board. You have to buy in at a certain amount. You have to hit a cap, and then you get a seat on the board.
Yeah, you get. So yeah, he bought in
at some point, right? But now that whatever he bought in, let's say it was $2 million to get a seat at the table.
All right, let me do the calculation.
And then what was GameStop trading at? $4 when he did
that?
It was four bucks.
Yeah, it was $4.
Yeah.
So 2 million divided by four is 500,000 shares. 500,000 shares at a $2 million buy-in, right?
Yeah.
Let's say he cashed out today, right before the market closed. This is how much money he would fucking have. $95 million.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just saying $2 million is a generous estimate. Many companies have more. Like if about $4 million, I'm just assuming, like, maybe to be generous, like $2 million to sit at the table at GameStop.
Yeah, the stock wasn't worth much.
No,
like for those of you that are like, I want to give a little bit of insider information to some of the people who are confused as to why this thing is happening. So GameStop sucks. Right, I think we all know this. Where we've all said we, on every fucking level, in the opinion of the consumers, in the opinion of investors, in the opinion of the people who fucking work there, nobody likes GameStop. It fucking sucks, and it's dying. It's clearly dying. So one of the reasons everybody jumped on board this thing is, you know, of course, you know, Wall Street was trying to short against it, but there is some other stuff that is interesting to talk about, mainly that. They're talking about completely overhauling the business model of GameStop. They're not really going to do stores. What they're going to do is physical merchandise through a web portal, pretty much like Chewy does, I think. So at the time, it was one of those, we are either going to turn into this or die. So our stock isn't really fucking worth much because we're swinging for the fences and aiming for a home run. Otherwise, we're just going down. The interesting thing that I find about that whole situation is, so they wanted to change the business model, and now because of just a bunch of weird bullshit and people fighting on the internet, mainly hedge funds and gamers, now GameStop actually has the funds to do a lot of this stuff. So yeah, some people jumped ship, but now we're going to see, like, I'm honestly interested to see what happens with GameStop now. Because it's like I said, it's either going to evolve or die. And they're going to try and make it evolve, and they have the funds to do so. So it really just matters, like, when everybody drops out. So I just want to add some context to this whole thing for, you know, those who didn't know. It's not just about, like, fuck Wall Street, jumping on the stock. There is actually some real GameStop news buried in there that's relevant to us.
Yeah, this whole thing is crazy. But Reggie, hey, you came in and left at the right time, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't think that says anything. Like, I think everybody just kind of shrugs that off because it's not really news. It's just like, yep, that's what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking made a ridiculous amount of money, cash out at the right time before that shit goes down again. Yeah. Yep. Because I'm sure they're sitting there like, I can make $95 million now, or I can stay here, and my stocks will be worth $500,000 next year. And it possibly even less the year after that. Who the fuck knows? So it's not, you're not gambling the $500,000, you're gambling the $900 million or whatever the fuck it was. Because when you're sitting there, you're like, yeah. When you're sitting there staring at those numbers, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and press that sell button now.
You know? That's it. My man's going to go buy a fucking island somewhere, you know? fill it with dinosaurs, you know?
Right? Yeah.
That's what I would do.
What friend are you into?
You know?
Well, here's the question. What would Reggie do with $900
million? $95 billion.
Whoa. It's hypothetical.
$500 trillion. What would Reggie do? Yeah, just whatever. Like, okay, $90 million. That's not fuck you rich money, but it's retirement rich money if you want to be modest. Modest for rich people, I guess. Do you guys think we're going to see Reggie do anything or come back anywhere?
I think he's done.
Yeah, you think he's just going to retire?
I think he's
going to
retire. Yeah. Be with his family and shit.
Show up and do some talking, you know, for people, get paid to do that kind of.
Well,
like
he talked about that.
Former president does.
Yeah, he talked about that in the Gamertag Radio interview. He's going to do more community things once we're able to. Obviously, he said he's going to just do more, like minorities and shit, because he's like, you know, Asian and shit, so he wants to just do more things for the community. He said he's going to do more of that.
He has to for the tax write-offs, man, because that is $95. You know, they're going to, Uncle Sam's going to come after that.
And You know, he does seem to have a passion for teaching. I'll tell you what, though, like, a lot of stuff I tell you guys about marketing and stuff, I learned from him. He used to give these talks inside Nintendo, and he's intense. Like, you've seen him talk on stage. That's the same personality he turns on when he's trying to explain stuff to us in inside marketing. It's like, and when he talks to you, he like looks through you. I used to tell Manny that. It's like, oh, Reggie just stares at you, and it's like he's looking into your soul, but he's explaining something.
That's awesome. All right, so yeah, good luck to you, Reggie.
That's such an abrupt end for like a fucking titan in the industry.
Yeah,
he'll always be around.
It's like, I'm going to do something new and take a new direction. Oh wait, money, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an abrupt end, but I mean, he made his money classy. He didn't like screw anybody out of a job or destroy GameStop on the way out. You know,
it's a good ending. It's just, man, it's a weird abrupt ending.
Yeah. Or bust it's out like, of Bobby Kotick.
Oh yeah. No, when Bobby Kotick leaves Activision, it will be a burning heap, and you'll half his face will look like the Terminator.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah. Like Reggie, sending off to the sunset. Everybody's like, yeah. Good job, Reggie. You deserve that, man. You know?
Oh, he genuinely does. Yeah, it just feels like a fucking Happy Gilmore winning the lottery halfway through the movie and being like, oh, okay, well, never mind. Fuck all this then.
And while he wants to get back to the computer, I could go on. Bobby Kotick's probably going to buy an orphanage, tear it down, and turn it into a fucking bouncy house for himself.
Oh, shit.
Just because.
You know? Fucking.
He's not going to use it. He's just going to lock the orphans out.
That's if he isn't like, you know,
he's gonna make the kids pay microtransactions while they bounce in there.
He's like, I'm bored of riding in a limo. I want a chariot.
Yeah.
Put these children to it.
No, yeah, the kids are gonna be fucking carrying him on the fucking one of those little houses and shit. Oh man.
Yes, I need pallbearers. Go find me some pores.
Oh man. All right, let's move on. What the fuck are we talking about right now? Oh, we're still on Nintendo right now, people. Actually,
Nintendo.
So the Nintendo Switch Pro is reported to use upgraded NVIDIA chips with DLSS. Chris, I could have sworn you were talking about this.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what they should have been using in the first place.
Yeah, I said they should have been using an enhanced Tegra 2, and they have... and I think Manny mentioned this. They have some... NVIDIA has some kind of technology that can... upsample to 4K. It's some kind of crazy AI shit they got, and it's that DLSS thing. I don't know what it stands for, but that's what it does.
Like, you can have like different textures that are really like lower resolution than the native ones, and they're just upscaled.
Yeah,
like
The Digital Foundries guys have been messing with it, you know, on a few different games. Like Death Stranding and I think Horizon, they mess with it, where essentially it sort of has an AI upscaling, and for a couple of seconds it's lower res, but then it sort of looks just as good as the high res stuff. I mean, I know people are not really, you know, especially for something like the Switch, that's perfect, because especially with now people moving, everybody sort of moving up to the 4K space and essentially noticing that the Switch is just not looking
very good. On our TV? Nah.
Yeah, look how many TVs Tony has sold, man. The Switch don't look good on there. Yeah,
it doesn't. By the way, because DLSS means deep learning super sampling. So
there you go. Okay. Yeah. So again, an AI that upsamples. So I mean, that's good that they were doing that. I had a wish list for things, but the main thing was they needed to upgrade the chip, the main SoC. And I was like, but they're using the old Tegra, and they made the enhancements. But I was like, that's not very good. Like, you know, and while NVIDIA had better stuff already when they were making the Switch, but as Manny always points out, like, Nintendo's kind of notoriously cheap, so they went with the cheaper, more available option. Well, we'll see how this shakes out, because right now everybody's having a hard time getting their hands on some silicon, you know?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a bit. So check this out. So apparently, again, this is a report. Nintendo hasn't made anything official yet, but it's supposedly going to cost $400. So that'll be interesting. And then, of course, we also have to worry about the other thing. It's double, because it's a chip thing, so we're going to talk about a bit. And the fucking bots. You know, and Nintendo's notorious penchant for, underselling artificial scarcity. So
yeah.
These things are going to be hard to fucking find. I heard one report talking about how they're probably going to only be able to manufacture like a million like this year or something. Like,
you'll get people stabbing each other again for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. That was, Tony, that was the OLED manufacturer.
No, gotcha.
Yeah, only a million before the end of the year.
Yeah, you ain't getting that shit this year, bro.
It's gonna be a fight, man. It's gonna be a struggle. I'll be there. I don't know if anybody else. I don't know if anybody Carlos else is gonna join me. But...
Yo, Carlos, man, tell
Carlos is gonna have his.
I was just saying, get Fergus to get me one, man.
Yo, man, shout out to Fergus, man.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you'll probably be there too.
Carlos, you're gonna go out in your Mad Max. Yeah. You're gonna go out in your Mad Max car, and be like, I'm gonna get myself some Godzilla.
Get that spray and spray.
Yeah, your fucking teeth. Oh,
spray his teeth. Yeah,
you're gonna be like crazy Morton Joe's guys.
Yeah.
What a lovely day. You'll be like, what a lovely day.
You know what? Let's jump right into that since we're on that topic about the chip shortage. Apparently now it's at crisis level around the world. Chris, what is going on, man?
I just think Rona has fucked up like everything, especially with Chinese manufacturing. Remember, all the eggs are in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
All the manufacturing for multiple companies is, Apple and Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, everything. All your consoles, even like Raspberry Pis or whatever, everything is manufactured in China. It's all out of that one place in Shenzhen. I forget the factory.
It's Shenzhen.
And yeah.
Would it make more sense if companies stopped manufacturing stuff in one place and started manufacturing in other places like the USA?
Yes.
This might sound like a really good idea.
That sounds like a great idea.
If someone really high up in power decided to make sure that companies manufacture everywhere around the world instead of just China, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I was advocating, even if, like I was advocating this years ago, we were talking about this with the Xbox, and I think there was, like, a shortage situation. I was like, at least, like, why wouldn't Microsoft just move their manufacturer to even Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would be better. That would have been a better option.
My cousins, man, fuck.
Yeah, they could move it there, and it's like, okay, so it's in North America, it's in Mexico. The only thing is where China is not just grabbing your one testicle, they got their hands of both of them, is that 80% of the rare earths that are used to produce chips and batteries is in China. So even if you were to move manufacturing out, and I 100% agree with Brian, but here's the thing, you have to go to them to buy the raw materials. And so they could really own worldwide manufacturing if you took it away from them by gouging you on silicon and lithium and all that stuff.
And not only that, I mean, the government, if like a stream of revenue from all of those manufacturers goes down, they might even intervene and be like, yo, people who make who mine these raw materials, don't sell them that shit. You could do that.
Yeah.
Yo, all I'm saying is Elon, man, we got to start mining asteroids because those rare earth shits are not rare off Earth, So hit the asteroid belt and get some of that shit because we can't be dependent on these motherfuckers, man. Not good, especially after the bullshit they pulled, but we didn't get to get into that, Good.
God damn it, I had a point and I just forgot it.
Yeah, and apparently this thing's been happening since like last year. It's like it just steadily has been getting worse and now at a crisis point. Go ahead, bro.
And it's not only that, like even like lumber is low, like there's a lot of shortages in a lot of different, sectors and fields. So it's the whole Rona, man. The whole Rona started all this.
Yeah, trees can't grow with the Rona.
Chilling in the cut.
It's fucking crazy, man. So yeah, we'll see, man. And then obviously this affects consoles, That's why, that among other things, why you can't get a console,
Man, I can't get my PlayStation. I can't get my iPad. My G phone don't work.
Man, I can't get nothing. Not nothing, nothing. Got to get the F in there.
Need to go to Pandora and mine some unobtainium.
I'm telling you, we need us another planet, man. Tell you, Elon, get us to space, bro. We got to start mining them fucking asteroids, man. Shit is crazy right now,
What kind of elements does the moon got?
Yeah, they got helium-3. They got some shit. But literally all the rare Earth stuff is not rare off Earth. And there's a lot of that shit in space. But our technology sucks. That's another story right there, you know? When are we going back to Japan?
Batteries to do this shit?
Yeah, right? Batteries. Man, what's the ion engines, man? It's crazy right now. All right. And the... I believe this is the final story of the night. Oh, we always have to talk about Cyberpunk, man. Oh, we gotta have something.
Gotta have something.
All right. So right now, the... let me get his name right. His designation right. You know, don't want to fuck things up. So the lead gameplay designer of Cyberpunk has left CD Projekt Red.
The mass exodus begin.
Yeah, we called this a while ago. I think this is just the beginning. I think this is not going to be... Because this is what I believe happened, right? I believe that basically the executives, the higher-up guys, they forced the developers to rush this game out, you know, at a certain time. And I'm pretty sure developers are not happy because who's taking the brunt of the fucking flack? It's not the higher-ups. It's the developers getting the flack, you know? So I'm not going to be surprised if more of these guys decide, fuck this shit. I'm taking my severance and I'm gone, you know? So, yeah, it's crazy. And then it's like, think about this. Okay, the game is not finished yet. They're still working on it. But if all these senior developers are leaving, who's going to be left? Just going to be the guys under them, you know? Not the 18 guys.
This is sounding almost like the situation with L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
L.A. Noire. L.A. Noire actually was a fully finished sort of game.
It was
a finished game, but you know they were literally going through people like mad. Like they had a constant constantly working under crunch situations and stuff like that. So. Yeah, again, I wouldn't be surprised if a bunch of senior people walked away. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the team didn't walk away from them.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other thing is like, just, I can understand, like, you're getting attacked all the time, death threats and shit. You know, they don't want to deal with that nonsense. And especially, you know, enduring that with the people that force you to into that situation in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking nuts, well, man. But
I don't that's the big problem in general when you have people at the top that just don't know a damn thing.
Yeah.
Where they're just like telling you to do well, granted, I think that the original guys were programmers at one point.
Yeah, this guy's a programmer too, yeah.
But I think at the same time it's like if you're just disregarding when your lead I'm sure their lead guy said, yo, this shit is not ready. We can't launch with this, or some other situation like, oh yeah, we got this, the PC version pretty good, but that PlayStation and Xbox One version, those are garbage. We should wait on those.
Also, something to note: who knows about the lead designer could have just been the lead designer of Cyberpunk. Sometimes lead designers whenever a game gets started, you know, they're critical just till the game launches, until it releases, and there might not even be much use for them after that, or maybe that's what they're just contracted. Well,
this guy's been at the company for 8 years, man.
8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
Hmm.
So it's not just new guy, you know. This is a little different. That guy was in it, you know, he Witcher and everything. But I think this is the first of many. Watch. Unfortunately, I think that's it for us, man. Riku, do you want to plug anything, man? Mr. Riku Sen, one, the only one. He's been having issues all night. Well, but you know, Riku's been here with us in spirit, though. You know, Manny, what you got?
Good stuff to happen. Obviously, our Excellence Deluxe Edition on Book One has been fully funded, and we got a really good thing. A book is going to be as pretty as hell. It's going to have like shiny covers and spot UV and all kinds of really good stuff. And I'd like to thank those of you who did, get the book. Thank you very much, or donated a little bit to it. Great. Thank you so much for that. So yeah, that one should be coming out, not soon, but coming out, I don't know exactly when it's coming out, but it's going to be coming out. And if you're part of the Kickstarter, they're going to keep you updated. keep an eye out for this one, which is Dark Knight's Death Metal Darkest Night, which is going to be coming out on April the 10th, I think. And whatever else I got going on. I do have a Throwdown Draws that's already in the Twitch, you know, that you can watch right now from the last time. And as per usual, I will announce in advance whether I'm going to be doing a new episode of Throwdown Draws, which is looking like I'm going to be doing it on Sunday. So, again, keep your eye out on my Twitter. Also, to keep an eye out on the Throwdown Twitter, and it'll let you guys know.
Good stuff, man. All right, people, that's going to do it for us. Oh, what's up? Who are we plugging? Where's Adam? Is he missing?
Well, Adam had to leave because,
yeah,
you know.
You could plug shit for Adam then. Actually, you should plug it. You're on his show.
Yeah. So make sure, I won't do it in Adam voice. make sure to watch I Am Negan podcast. We do a weekly podcast where we cover the latest episodes of The Walking Dead. We should have our new episode tomorrow for the episode of season 10, episode 21 called Diverged. That's going to be a podcast with your host, Adam Vale, Richard Bailey Jr. and myself. So make sure to stay tuned on thecoalition.com or on YouTube on The Coalition, or just I Am Negan on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. So yeah, I Am Negan. Make sure to check that out.
Good stuff. All right. So tomorrow or today, I'm going to be doing another episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the spoiler. I don't know what the hell they call it on a Coalition, but it's going to be me, Dana, and Richard. We're going to be covering episode 2. You can check out episode 1, which is up right now on The Coalition. And you also please check out the Snyder Cut spoiler episode. Woo! I went in on that motherfucker, man. So you definitely want to see that, you know. And the thing is, like, I was kind of being a little bit lenient towards it, but then at the end, I went off, you know. Had to.
Did it evolve into, you know, that movie was just not very good, to fuck that movie.
No, I was just, my final thoughts. Dana was like, hey, Tony, you weren't as harsh as I thought you were going to be. I'm like, eh, no. And then it just gradually built, you know. That was my final thoughts. But yeah, movie's trash, but the podcast was good. So go check it out. And Falcon episode, I'm just going to call the show Falcon. I'm not going to say all that big fucking shit, but the show's good. It's exactly what I wanted the show to be, just a crazy action show, you know? Shouldn't be anything more. I think there's only 6 episodes. That's probably why it looks like a fucking movie, you know? They're not skimping on it. But anyway, that's going to do it for us, so make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, and join the Discord before Microsoft buys it, man. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. You can visit ThrowdownShow.com to listen to past episodes. If you're watching us on the YouTubes, make sure you hit like and subscribe and hit the bell if you liked this episode. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Whoa.
Whoa, what up? What the fuck? I think that's Richard.
I think that's Brett. Yeah, Brett, you're Brett. Yeah, I have a hurricane.
Yeah, that is Brett. They're fucking up the outro, man. Okay, Carlos.
My bad.
There you go. Carlos, get in there real quick.
Gotta have some later, people.
Right. Brett.
Take it easy, folks.
Chris.
Oh, hey, take care, everyone.
Brian Manjoma.
Hey, Chris and Carlos, how you two doing?
Let's see, Riku Sun 1. Let's ask him how he's doing later. All right, people, we'll see you on Sunday. Peace out.
Later, baby.
I tweeted at you.